Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback, and 3-year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
It's Dermot Finglas.
There.
Well, the opening words of our programme going to a true legend and a true friend of this station and programme, and indeed a wonderful mentor to me, the late, great Dermot Finglas, opening up our programme tonight. And I certainly hope with our special tribute programme this evening on LMFM, we're going to salute Dermot in the finest fashion. We've got a number of people we're going to be speaking to over the course of the evening, and I certainly hope you can stay here with us as we remember the great Dermot Finglas.
He said, "I'll love you till I die." She told him, "You'll forget in time." As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. It in 1962, he had underlined in red every single "I love you." I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. Stop loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind, this time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
George Jones on our programme tonight as we pay tribute to Dermot Finglas, and I know a song that Dermot particularly enjoyed playing on his programme. It's Darren Mahan here with you till 9 o'clock as we, well, we try, and that's all we can do. We can try and salute Dermot in the best possible way tonight. A lot of people to get through, and the first person taking our call tonight is Declan Nerney. Declan, good evening to you. It's a sad evening, but Dermot, leaving behind a huge contribution to country music.
A sad evening it is, Darren, and a sad evening it is for our genre of music, because Dermot, in fairness to him, his contribution was enormous to the growth of country and Irish music at a time that it was very lean, and you know, the introduction of all of those local stations at the time, they had a huge story to tell, and he was a great voice for country music, particularly in that northeast of the country. And I have to say, without shadow of a doubt, he was one of the most popular DJs and one of the most popular fellas amongst entertainers of the era.
And Declan, we're hearing from so many people why that might have been the case, but for you, why did Dermot Finglas tick those boxes?
For a simple reason, that even on Christmas Eve, Dermot would ring you without being unannounced, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just to give your best wishes to your fans and to the friends of the programme and the people who have been supporting us down the years and who loves country and Irish music. And Dermot would do that. You know, he had that always in reserve all the time. He had a way of making people feel important all the time. And you know, when you felt when you were talking to him and you were being interviewed by him, that you were the only man out there. There was that sort of a grace. He had just a great calmness about him, and a great way of uplifting what you were doing.
And Declan, starting off in your own career in the late 80s, early 90s as a solo artist, do you remember meeting Dermot Finglas around those times?
I do. I remember the first time I met him was in Redipenny. And I had Walking on Newgrass was just out at that particular time, and it was getting played on the airwaves, and this man came in and he said he'd just big huge voice upon him, and no more than myself, he was taller than me, but he wasn't that fierce tall, but he had a huge big voice, and I was wondering where it was coming from the first time I met him, but he had a great warmth about him, and you instantly take a liking to the man the minute you met him. That was just simple as that.
Well, that is lovely to hear. Declan, I want to thank you for your contribution tonight. We've got so many people to get to, but your words, absolutely lovely. Thank you for that.
Thank you very, very much, and to all your listeners this evening.
Thank you very much, Declan. Now, let's take another call. We're going to Jimmy Buckley this time. Good evening to you, Jimmy. Thanks a mil for joining us on the programme tonight.
Thank you, Darren. You know, it's nice to be on your programme this evening. And indeed, I'm delighted that, you know, you're taking time to reflect on the late, great Dermot Finglas.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad to hear about Dermot's passing. I was only in the TLT in Drogheda on your LMFM radio concert recently, and that was the last time I met Dermot.
And this is it. And from the stage, you actually made it your business to thank Dermot for his years of service to, I suppose, all the acts in the business.
I did, and I'm glad I did now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Dermot was very much, if you like, part of the rich tapestry of our country music business for many, many years. A very, very well respected man, a man of a great knowledge of his music, and had his finger on the pulse regarding what the people liked. And, you know, you could always get a good vibe from him about a song. If you were saying, Dermot, what's the reaction like to that? And he'd tell you all straight, good reaction, or he'd tell you if it wasn't a great reaction. You know, he seemed to know what the people wanted. He had a great radio voice as well. He had a terrific, you know, announcing radio voice, you know, that voice will be sadly missed. And, you know, my condolences to Dermot's family and friends and all the people who knew him. And I was very sad to hear of his passing. He was very, very good to us all down over the years.
Indeed. Okay, Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us on the programme tonight. I really appreciate your kind words, and I'm sure as does Dermot family and friends tonight.
Great pleasure indeed, Darren. Thank you.
Jimmy Buckley there. Thank you very much, Jimmy. And indeed, lots of people getting in touch with the programme tonight. Lots of listeners getting in touch with the programme tonight and sharing their fond memories of Dermot. We really appreciate that. Coming up tonight on the programme, we'll be talking a little bit later on to Mary Duff, to Mike Denver, Michael English, Robert Mazzell, Matt Levy, and a few more as well, as they give us their thoughts on the passing of Dermot Finglas. We're back with more after this.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3 year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
Is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3 year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
Is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3 year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
The side, the sun always shines. There's no minutes, no hours. There's no such thing as time. Where the streets are paved with gold, and you never grow old on the other side. On the other side. Everybody sings. There's miles and miles of flowers and lots of pretty things. Where the sky's a perfect blue and everything's brand new on the other side. Well, I've never been to heaven. Have a glimpse in my dream last night, and I could see you smiling. You were looking right at me for the first time in a long time. On your face I saw some peace, and I knew everything was gonna be alright on the other side. On the other side. On the other side. Do you ever see me cry? Do you know how much I miss you? Wish I could have said goodbye. Just one more I love you. Or am I really getting through? On the other side. Have a glimpse in my dream last night, and I could hear you laughing. You were looking right at me for the first time in a long time. On your face I saw some peace, and I knew everything was gonna be alright. No more tears and no more sadness. Oh. I'll see you on the other side.
Well, the great voice of Matt Levy on the programme, and quite apt, called On the Other Side. We'll be talking to Matt a little bit later on the programme as well, getting his take and his memories of Dermot. Joining me now, an old mucker, old friend of mine, Eddie Caffrey. Eddie, from a radio perspective, you can offer us some great insight. How long was Dermot involved in radio?
I'd say the best part of 40 years was certainly when Dermot first began doing the Country Convoy. But he presented other programmes as well, a lot of people. He did the breakfast show at one stage, and it was very good. Back on Boyneside Radio, and he did a lunchtime show as well for a time. But the country show was his.
How did he fall into that, Eddie?
He just happened to be there, you know. I tell you how he really fell into it, because he was so obliging.
Go on.
And if somebody said, Dermot, will you do the breakfast show? Oh, I'll do that, no problem, he'd say.
Yeah.
And he did it. Fair play to him. Well, and he'd be reliable. No problem.
Well, that's one thing I've been hearing. You know, Dermot has rarely missed a programme over the years that he was doing country show.
So Dermot was well renowned for reliability and obliging. You know, if I just rang him up and said, Dermot, I'm not feeling well, can you do my green scene tomorrow? Oh, no problem, he said.
Wow.
No, never a problem. But he had the voice for it, hadn't he?
And really
he did a way about him. He very likable, sort of a very likable, easygoing type of fellow.
I think for me, you know, growing up as I did, as a young lad, listening to the radio, he was the guy that really taught us a thing or two about music.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, he knew his country music, and he mingled well with the stars. And he's a very good host and compere as well. He ran shows and
he did it with style and gravitas.
He did, yeah, and he put on the tie there and the suit and tie, and he looked great and presents himself very well.
It certainly is going to be a huge loss. Eddie, thank you so much
No problem, Darren, and Dermot, rest in peace.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eddie. And it's really nice to see so many people getting in touch with the programme as well. Some of your texts, Dermot, he what a true gentleman. Thank you to Brendan Moore in Dundalk in touch, bringing back fond memories of Dermot. Indeed, Tracy, thank you for your message as well. Somebody mentioning a favourite of mine was The Deck of Cards, which Dermot sang. He was a great singer, and may rest in peace. That coming in from Mary. To Helen in Lobenstown, thank you for that, and so many more as well. We really appreciate your kind messages coming in. And indeed, lots of people remembering Dermot as he presented his evening time show here on LMFM, and his Sunday show as well. And lots of musical memories coming our way tonight. And this, well, it's one of those. It's from Thomas Maguire. It's called Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn.
My name's in the paper where I took the Boy Scouts to hunt. My hands are all dirty working on my little boy's bike. The preacher came by and I talked for a minute with him. My wife's in the kitchen, Margie's at Lincoln Park Inn, and I know why she's there. But I made a promise I wouldn't cheat anymore. to serve to the bridge club again. And I'm almost out of cigarettes and Margie's at Lincoln Park.
Thomas Maguire there on tonight's tribute to Dermot Finglas. We're playing some music that Dermot, I suppose, maybe brought some memories back for you, or some of the music that he may have been known for playing on his programmes. And we're also being joined by lots of people giving their thoughts and remembering Dermot tonight. Want to say good evening to Mary Duff. Mary, thank you for joining us. Tell me your abiding memories of Dermot.
Dermot, well, first off, obviously, hello there. I mean, that was his catchphrase. Yeah. Everyone knows Dermot by the catchphrase.
Yeah.
He started that many years ago, and he's just always known, hello there is in the building or whatever. You'd always, you know, and he's a great distinctive voice. He's just so good to me in the beginning. I started, I'd say, in 87. And,
tell me about that. You know, if you had a new single or there was something going on, Dermot would probably be your
Dermot
first port
call. Dermot
was
the first man to get it, absolutely always. And he would always play it. And he was great for just myself, but people in the local area. He had great time for people of the Northeast. He really encouraged them and new acts coming on. People like, you know, who try and start their career, and he was a great encouragement, and he was great for live music. He'd come down to the venues and he'd go to the gigs, he'd support us as well, and he ran some shows himself as well. In fact, when we had the Newtown Country Club, he always compared all the shows down there, both our own awards shows, our own country nights, and then he did the LMFM Country Awards nights there for many years as well. So we've known him very well over
and,
the years.
And you said to me, earlier on today when we were having a chat, Dermot was a quiet man.
Dermot, yeah, he was. He would be. Dermot wouldn't be kind of the general, you know, DJs are outgoing, chatting people, and they're here to be seen and whatever. I don't.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I mean, not in a bad way, but they're promoting themselves. But he was actually more into the music. He loved music.
He really was.
And I suppose particularly the Irish country music, he was very big into that as well. And he had a great interest. And, you know, he just looked after everybody. And it was a great, I suppose, testament to him. He was on the, when he started for many years, he was on for 5 nights a week, which was fantastic for the area and for the live acts as well. He'd promote the venues. He'd go to shows, I say, and the 5 shows a week was a big, big help. He was just a great man and a great legend in what he did. And
no truer words, Mary, absolutely. So look, Mary, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to join us here in the programme
and to remember
Dermot as well.
No problem. And listen, continue to suggest to yourself as well and keep up the good work. And we need to keep country music and music live.
And indeed, Dermot, of course, did that for so, so many, many years. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Duff.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3 year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3 year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
Is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3 year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
Well, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme. If you've just joined us, we have spent the last 50 minutes or so celebrating and looking back on the wonderful life and contribution that our late great friend Dermot Finglas has made to the lives of so many people here in the Northeast in his contribution to the world of country music and radio in general. And people asking what the funeral arrangements are for Dermot. I can tell you he will be reposing at Townley's funeral home, Cross Lanes, from 5 o'clock tomorrow until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, and then removal on Saturday morning at 10:30, arriving to Our Lady of Lourdes Church for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. All right, so that is for those who want to head along and pay their respects to Dermot. Now, let's continue with that ourselves tonight. Mike Denver is joining us right now. Mike, good evening to you. You were telling me as we were waiting there, yourself and Dermot actually appeared on TV together once upon a time.
We did, believe it or not. I don't think that's something that many people have done. But Dermot was a great man for country music.
Yeah.
He had a great knowledge of it over the years. From, I suppose, that with the whole Irish thing, he had a great knowledge on all the bands over the years. So there was a show. I think I was just trying to think back. I'm 99% sure it was with Grainne Shoig and I think Joe O'Shea at that time. That
right.
had a show on RT. And they were doing a segment on country music, and myself and Dermot were on talking. It's a lot of years now when you think back, but he was a great man. It's a sad loss for country music, and especially for all his family and friends. So it is. It's a sad day for it.
And I suppose for you, as a young man starting off in the country music business, having a contact like Dermot and somebody to champion you and your music in this particular neck of the woods, you know, it really helped you along the way here.
Yeah, definitely. Dermot was a great man for the music, as we said earlier on, and he in that area, really, at the time, he was one of the only guys that was playing the music in the area. So he was a great man, and he definitely gave us all a good kickstart, as to say, and a good help up the on the way. And just before I finish, Darren, I want to pass on all my sympathies and condolences to all his family, and it's such a hard time, but it's a sad loss.
Absolutely. Well, look, Mike, thank you, and indeed thank you to everybody who's been coming on the show tonight to pay their respects to Dermot. It really is much appreciated, and the fans, I know, really appreciate it as well. So thank you for that, Mike.
Thanks very much, Darren.
Mike Denver on our tribute to Dermot Finglas tonight. And I want to say thank you to you for joining us tonight. And indeed, thank you to everybody who is contributing in their own ways. We're getting lots of texts in and emails and telephone calls as well. So I really appreciate that. We're almost at the end of our programme. But before we go, joining us for our tribute to Dermot Finglas is, I suppose you could say, a long-time friend of Dermot, and indeed a guy who Dermot championed from the very early part of his career. It's a pleasure to welcome Matt Levy to the programme. Matt, you're very welcome.
Good man, Darren. A sad old time to be talking about a great man and a great friend to everybody, and he done a lot for everybody. And sadly, I was only talking to Dermot only about 2 weeks ago on the phone, and
he was in great spirits.
Great spirits. He was in really top form. He answered the phone, and there wasn't a bother on him. And I was got a big shock now, I have to say, big shock for to think he passed away so quickly. But he was a great man to everybody. And you know, anyone who had a record out, you know, you sent it up to him, and he played it. And you know, we don't know how the old kind of, if you want to call them, packet shows years ago, you know, above in Newtown Country Club and in the Newmore and Carrick Macross. And always great nights and great for the great.
And Matt, can you remember, I mean, you would have been one of the stars, as he'd say, from the area. And I think it's fair to say Dermot championed you from the very start.
Absolutely. I remember going up to him. I had a single or two back in the early 90s, and maybe 89, 90. And I remember going up to him, and I remember handing him my first album, which was Love Helps, and he never failed. I gave him the album, and he never failed to play it. And he always give you a spin on any new records out, and we don't know CD launches it in and that boy and all, you can bounce to them and all. And he was great. He's sadly missed. And you know, I'm sure a lot of people told you, Darren, you'd hard choose to fill. And you know, he had a great knowledge of country music as well too. Like his knowledge of it was phenomenal. Like, you know, you could ask him any song who had it, he'd tell you the writer as well and the whole lot. And
Matt, can I bring you back 2 years ago? And it's hard to believe it's 2 years ago, last October. It was yourself who really went around and organised that final farewell concert for Dermot.
I was delighted. He rang me, I suppose, out of everyone else, but right. It was a nice touch. And, you know, we did speak a lot on the phone prior to a lot of that, but it was just nice that he did. And it was a great turnout for him. It really, really was, you know. And he'd a massive crowd. And any artist that was asked to do it, they didn't fail. Honestly, they didn't fail. The minute you mentioned it was for Dermot. And, you know, not alone for me, you know, he was... he was brilliant for everybody in the business. Like, I mean, big or small, and he always gave them a play in that. But it was great the night they was in it. He was chuffed. He sat down at the deck. I can still see him sitting at the table there, and I'm sure he had a few little black and whites there with him as well too. You know, they were dropping.
I remember,
And he had a great night. He was very proud of it, and his family. But Maria was down there, and all his family was there as well too, and that. So. It's a big loss. There's no question about it.
I think a big testament. I think there was about 600, 700 people there on the night.
There was easy. And it was really was. You know, and it was a great testament to him. And you know, I often wonder if people heard him talking in a shop. But they might know the face, but they certainly recognise the voice. You know, Dermot definitely. His voice was so unique. You know,
turned the heads.
Absolutely.
Well, look, Matt, I really appreciate you taking the time out to join us on the programme tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Dar, for having me on. And sure, to Maria, and you know, I'm sure it's a very, very tough time, but I'm sure, you know, she's great support there with people, her friends and the people in the music business. So we'll see them over the next couple of days anyway.
Lovely words. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Matt Levy there bringing our programme to a close tonight. Again, I'd just like to say a big thank you to everybody who contributed to our programme tonight, to Declan Nerney, to Matt Levy, to Jimmy Buckley, to Robert Mazzell, to Michael English, Mike Denver, and to Mary Duff as well. I think it's a testament to Dermot, the amount of people who sought to contribute. And of course, we only have a limited amount of time on our programme tonight. So many others wishing to send their condolences and indeed remember Dermot tonight. Indeed, thank you to you for your contribution. Thank you for the texts and the emails to our programme. We really appreciate them, and we will be passing them along to the Finglas family as well. I think it's fitting to leave the last words of our programme to the man himself, the late great Dermot Finglas. Thank you.
It's Dermot Finglas.
Hello there.
They sent him to Asia to fight in a war. He came back home crazy and asked him what for. They had him committed, medals and all, to a mental hospital with rubber walls. They cut off the funding, they cut off the lights. He hit the street running that cold winter night. Now the streets are the only place he can call home. He seems oh so lonely, but he's never alone. This crazy old fool in the smelly old clothes. He could have had something much better, God knows, than a half-empty bottle of wild Irish rose.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3-year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3-year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
Go!
Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3-year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.
Well, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme. If you've just joined us, we have spent the last 50 minutes or so celebrating and looking back on the wonderful life and contribution that our late great friend Dermot Finglas has made to the lives of so many people here in the Northeast in his contribution to the world of country music and radio in general. Now, let's continue with that ourselves tonight. Mike Denver is joining us right now. Mike, good evening to you. You were telling me as we were waiting there, yourself and Dermot actually appeared on TV together once upon a time.
We did, believe it or not. I don't think that's something that many people have done, but he was a great Dermot was a great man for country music.
Yeah.
He had a great knowledge of it over the years, from, I suppose, that with the whole Irish thing, he had a great knowledge on all the bands over the years. So there was a show, I think, I'm just trying to think back, I'm 99% sure it was with Grainne Shoiga and I think Joe O'Shea at that time, that had a show on RTE. And they were doing a segment on country music, and myself and Dermot were on talking. It's a lot of years now when you think back, but he was a great man. It's a sad loss for country music, and especially for all his family and friends. So it is. It's a sad day for it.
And I suppose for you, as a young man starting off in the country music business, having a contact like Dermot and somebody to champion you and your music in this particular neck of the woods, you know, it really helped you along the way here.
Yeah, definitely. Dermot was a great man for the music, as we said earlier on, and he in that area, really, at the time, he was one of the only guys that was playing the music in the area. So he was a great man, and he definitely gave us all a good kickstart, as to say, and a good help on the way. And just before I finish, Dermot, I want to pass on all my sympathies and condolences to all his family, and it's such a hard time, but it's a sad loss.
Absolutely. Well, look, Mike, thank you, and indeed thank you to everybody who's been coming on the show tonight to pay their respects to Dermot. It really is much appreciated, and the fans, I know, really appreciate it as well. So thank you for that, Mike.
Thanks very much, Darren.
Mike Denver on our tribute to Dermot Finglas tonight. And I want to say thank you to you for joining us tonight. And indeed, thank you to everybody who is contributing in their own ways. We're getting lots of texts in and emails and telephone calls as well. So I really appreciate that. We're almost at the end of our programme. But before we go, joining us for our tribute to Dermot Finglas is, I suppose you could say, a long-time friend of Dermot, and indeed a guy who Dermot championed from the very early part of his career. It's a pleasure to welcome Matt Levy to the programme. Matt, you're very welcome.
Good man, Darren. Sad old time to be talking about a great man and a great friend to everybody, and he done a lot for everybody, and sadly, I was only talking to Dermot only about 2 weeks ago on the phone, and
really?
He sounded great. Yeah, he was a
How
great
person.
Great spirits. He was in really top form. He answered the phone and there wasn't a bother on him. And I was got a big shock now, I have to say. Big shock for to think he passed away so quickly. But he was a great man to everybody. And, you know, anyone who had a record out, you know, you sent it up to him and he played it. And, you know, we don't know how the old kind of, if you want to call them, packet shows years ago, you know, above in Newtown Country Club and in the Newmore and Carrick Macross. It was always great nights and great,
Matt, can you remember, I mean, you would have been one of the stars, as he'd say, from the area, and I think it's fair to say Dermot championed you from the very start.
Absolutely. I remember going up to him. I had a single or two back in the early 90s, and maybe 89, 90, and I remember going up to him, and I remember handing him my first album, which was Love Helps, and he never failed. I gave him the album and he never failed to play it, and he always give you a spin on any new records out, and we done those CD launches in and that boy and all, he came down to them and all, and he was great. He's sadly missed, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people told you, Darren, you'd hard choose to fill, and you know, he had a great knowledge of country music as well too, like his knowledge of it was phenomenal. Like, you know, you could ask him any song, who had it, he'd tell you the writer as well and the whole lot. And,
Matt, can I bring you back 2 years ago, and it's hard to believe it's 2 years ago, last October, it was yourself who really went around and organised that final farewell concert for Dermot.
I was delighted. He rang me, I suppose, out of everyone else, but it was a nice touch. And, you know, we did speak a lot on the phone prior to a lot of that, but it was just nice that he did. And it was a great turnout for him. It really, really was, you know. And he'd a massive crowd. And any artist that was asked to do it,
they didn't fail. Honestly, they didn't fail. The minute you mentioned it was for Dermot, and you know, not alone for me, you know, he was brilliant for everybody in the business. Like, I mean, big or small, and he always gave them a play in that. But it was great the night he was in it. He was chuffed. He sat down at the table. I can still see him sitting at the table there, and I'm sure he had a few little black and whites there with him as well too. You know, they were dropping.
I remember,
And he did a great night. He was very proud of it, and his family. But Maria was down there, and all his family was there as well too, and that. So, it's a big loss. There's no question about it.
I think a big testament. I think there was about 600, 700 people there on the night.
There was easy, and it was really was, you know, and it was a great testament to him. And you know, I often wonder if people heard him talking in a shop. But they might know the face, but they certainly recognise the voice, you know. Dermot, definitely, his voice was so unique, you know.
He turned the heads.
Absolutely.
Well, look, Matt, I really appreciate you taking the time out to join us on the programme tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Dar, for having me on. And sure, you know, to Maria, and you know, I'm sure it's a very, very tough time, but I'm sure, you know, she's great support there with people, her friends and the people in the music business. So we'll see them over the next couple of days anyway.
Lovely words. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Matt Levy there bringing our programme to a close tonight. Again, I'd just like to say a big thank you to everybody who contributed to our programme tonight, to Declan Nerney, to Matt Levy, to Jimmy Buckley, to Robert Mazzell, to Michael English, Mike Denver, and to Mary Duff as well. I think it's a testament to Dermot, the amount of people who sought to contribute. And of course, we only have a limited amount of time on our programme tonight. So many others wishing to send their condolences and indeed remember Dermot tonight. Indeed, thank you to you for your contribution. Thank you for the texts and the emails to our programme. We really appreciate them, and we will be passing them along to the Finglas family as well. I think it's fitting to leave the last words of our programme to the man himself, the late great Dermot Finglas. Thank you.
It's Dermot Finglas.
Hello there.
They sent him to Asia to fight in a war. He came back home crazy and asked him what for. They had him committed, medals and all, to a mental hospital with rubber walls. They cut off the funding, they cut off the lights. He hit the street running that cold winter night. Now the streets are the only place he can call home. He seems oh so lonely, but he's never alone. This crazy old fool in the smelly old clothes. He could have had something much better, God knows, than a half-empty bottle of wild Irish rose.
This is Country Express.
Sponsored by Joe Norris Motors. Order your 191 Renault today at Joe Norris Motors and avail of low APR finance, cashback and 3-year servicing. Visit Joe Norris Motors today or see joenorrismotors.ie.